is Lightning Talk on VPC++, I think from second as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Okay, good afternoon. Yeah, so I'm going to be talking about compiler intrinsics in SQL, in DPC++ specifically. This is Intel's open source SQL implementation. This is what I work on. Yeah, so hopefully I'll be able to say something without saying too much in 10 minutes. Yeah, so CodePlay, I work for CodePlay. We had the first SQL implementation, ComputeCBP. We now work, we were acquired by Intel. So now we work on the Intel SQL implementation, DPC++. That's what I work on. We have lots of partners, you know, hardware companies, that kind of thing. Whoever needs an OpenCL implementation, SQL implementation, and so on, come to us. Yes, yeah, so SQL is a single-source heterogeneous programming API. So you can write single-source code that can run on NVIDIA, Intel, AMD GPUs. Close to the mic. Okay. Voice up. Sorry. Yeah, so it's great for someone who's developing scientific applications to be able to write single source code that runs on whatever GPU the implementation enables, such as CUDA, Level 0 for Intel, AMD GPUs, and so on. Yeah, this is a really good thing. So I work specifically on the NVIDIA and the HIP, the AMD backends for DPC++. Okay, so yeah, I just want to talk a little bit about compiler intrinsics and how kind of, you know, math function calls work in SQL and DPC++ at the moment, and how we can hopefully improve them so that we're contributing upstream. So what happens to SQL calls? So essentially you get your SQL calls in your source code. This is redirected to SphereV OpenCL causf. You compile to SphereV, you make a SphereV module. This is a symbol within the SphereV module, and then that is the implementation is provided by a CL level 0 Vulkan driver. Okay, as I said, I don't work on the SphereV backend at all. I work the PTX, the CUDA, or the AMD GPU backend. So what do we do with these symbols so that we get to the native implementations? We're not trying to reinvent the wheel. We're not trying to do anything that the people who are making the GPUs aren't doing already. We're just trying to redirect to that. So how do we go from this to that and then compile to our PTX module, our AMD GPU module, HSA